Britain is reeling from the murder of a member of parliament. Joe Cox was stabbed and shot by a man in Birstall, England, where she was meeting with her constituents yesterday. Witnesses said the suspect shouted "Britain first" during the attack, a reference perhaps to the debate over Brexit, whether the UK should stay or leave the European Union. The BBC's Rob Watson joins us from London. And Rob, just a shock. How are people reacting there today?
It certainly is a shock. I was in Birstall where it happened shortly after the MP had been murdered, after it had been confirmed that she had died. And I guess to try and set this into some context, I mean, for a start, violence against politicians is just incredibly unusual in this country. Gun violence, stabbings on the streets, certainly in broad daylight, are also incredibly unusual. And all of this happened in a very small town or large village, whatever you'd like to call it, in Yorkshire, in the north of England, just outside of the large city of Leeds. So from there, from this extraordinary event, the sort of shockwave has spread out from that little corner of Yorkshire throughout the whole country. And I sort of really sense that now that I'm back in London.
Well, and when you say that gun violence is rare, we're talking 50 or 60 deaths a year in the UK compared with more than 8,000 a year here in the United States. What more do we know at this point about the person who did this?
I mean, in many ways, we don't know a lot. I mean, we know that there was an act of violence. But actually, at this point, it's not entirely clear that she was the intended target, whether this person really did think to himself, right, I want to kill a British member of parliament. Most of the politicians and most of the discourse in this country is taking part as if she were the target. But, I mean, it's just not absolutely certain. As to the person that the police have in custody, he's 52 years old. He's white. I'm saying he's white because, obviously, in Britain, people might think, was it a Muslim? There's a very large Muslim population in that part of the world. No, it was not. He is said by his own family to have struggled with mental problems. I spoke to people in the village who knew him, who said he was very quiet, a bit of an oddball, but they were very surprised what he'd done. I mean, what has been dug up about his more distant past, so when he was a young man in his 20s, is that he had had some connections to a right-wing magazine in South Africa and to a neo-Nazi organization, possibly in the United States.
So, Rob Watson, what does all this mean now as you're less than a week away from this big vote on whether Britain should leave the European Union?
You know, before the murder happened, I was in Manchester, again in the north of England, and I've been talking to voters and I've been reflecting on how they had basically seen the referendum debate in Britain as a really nasty, bad-tempered squabble between Westminster-based politicians rather than an opportunity for an uplifting national debate about Britain's future. And then as soon as Joe Cox had been killed, suddenly a nationwide debate was sparked saying, have we got the tone of the politics in our country right? So is the tone of British politics going to change in the long term or even in the short term for the referendum? I mean, I have to say, frankly, I suspect not. It may be the case as far as the referendum is concerned that the two campaigns, rival campaigns, will be very mindful about tone. But as for the long term, I fear for the worse.
And do you have a sense of what's going to happen in the referendum?
Well, if we just go on the opinion polls, I mean, it does suggest that in the last few weeks, it does seem to have swung towards the most dramatic of all the options, and that is for a Brexit, for Britain to if you like, break with the whole post-Second World War settlement in Europe.
That's the BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson, speaking to us from London. Rob, thank you.
Thank you.